We're also put out for public examination this morning the Bioengineered Food Disclosure Act, which Congress a couple years ago passed this in response to several states coming up with food labeling laws. Vermont and some other states. Vermont had one, other states were looking at them. And so to avoid a patchwork of 50 different states with 50 different labels on their food, then requiring food manufacturers to try to figure out how they complied with that incoherent network, Congress asked USDA to develop a set of rules that would provide for labeling for bioengineered food ingredients. So we're releasing that today. USDA stayed very, and that was part of what AMS, Ag Marketing Service within USDA and my mission area at MRP was tasked with. And we stayed very true to Congress's definition of bioengineered food. And those highly refined ingredients were excluded from their definition for labeling. But in listening to the food industry, listening to consumers, we knew that there were consumers that wanted the option and food manufacturers that wanted the option to do some things on a voluntary basis. And so rather than have that evolve into a 50-state network or a food manufacturer by food manufacturer network, again, we did lay out some parameters and some framework for a voluntary labeling system as well. To go along with the mandatory system. And so we'll see over the next few days. I think that there's going to be mixed reviews for our, this is a very aggressive task, and that USDA was assigned very divergent points of view, whether or not you support and believe in biotechnology being able to be the future of agriculture and help us develop sustainable food systems, or whether you're one of those people that don't think that that works into the future of agriculture. I think those of us in this room know how important biotechnology is, and how biotechnology is going to be able to serve agriculture in the future.